around the world, and right here in our own backyard. The Bunker to Bunker Golf Show covers the great game of golf from tee to green. Now, join us on the first tee with your hosts, Greg Ellis and Jim Hill.
We got the beat together.
That is correct. There is a theme today. So.
As always.
Yeah. Not necessarily always, but yeah, today there is a definite theme. The goofs we'll hear today have something in common.
They're girls.
And the records we're playing. So yeah. The digital song. Not records.
Good morning and welcome to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. I'm Greg Ellis. He's Jim Hill. What's your shirt say?
It's Grumpy Guy's Cigars down in, Quebec.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, good morning, Jim Hill.
Good morning, Greg, CQ, and Trev Henry. The band is together as always. And, boy, we got a lot of golf to talk about. And you know what?
What?
Not only is this a great week, a great day. We're in March, and the spring has sprung. But the bunker karma is alive and well. Just ask Jake Knapp.
That is that's exactly correct. Jake Knapp wins the Mexico Open just 2 weeks after being on the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show the weekend before the WM Phoenix Open. Played really well there, by the way.
Yes, he did.
He did. He showed very well and just parlayed that into a victory last week in Mexico. And let's hear what Jake had to say about that victory.
Didn't necessarily have my best stuff today, that's for sure. Knew it was going to be nerve-wracking. Knew it was going to be tough. Kind of told Mike, I was like, after those first three holes, I'm like, that's as bad as we could have played, and we still got a two-shot lead. So just tried to settle in. It would have been nice to hit driver better and hit it a little bit better, but was super pumped on how I played in the finishing stretch, and just grinded it out.
Yeah, it was some oil spewing, no doubt about it. And, yeah, I mean, he ended up shooting even par the final round. And usually it can't hurt you too bad shooting even par the final round. But the leaderboard is quite interesting when you look at it. Sammy Vlamaki, 17 under par, has been playing over here on his DP World Tour status that he received, being in the top 10, got in there, and I'll tell you what, the guy can play some golf.
Yes, he can. He's been pretty impressive.
I thought he was going to win.
Yeah, I did too, but I'll tell you, Jake Knapp, he built such a big lead the first 3 days of the tournament. All he really had to do was hold on, and it was good to see. I love the story about, you know, former bouncer becomes tournament winner. Okay, yes, folks, he did. He was a nightclub security guy. Let's call him a bouncer because it makes for a great story. But let's not think that he was bouncing at the club one night and the next day he took up golf and won on the PGA Tour. This kid played at UCLA. He is a stud. He was bouncing to supplement his income, just like some of the players have driven Ubers or whatever. You know. So, but I just love the media, especially the non golf media, right, and they get this story. Bouncer wins tournament. Like, he was bouncing at the club and just came out with a set of rentals and won the damn thing.
5'11", 190. I'm sure he's not bouncing many people.
Right, right. But, yeah, listen, Jake Knapp played, he's won on the Canadian Tour. He's a good player at UCLA, played in his first U.S. Open in 2015, so he's not just some bouncer winning a golf tournament.
But what a movie that would make. It'd be Kurt Warner story.
Hey.
From bagging groceries to Super Bowl MVP.
Hey, Jake Knapp, you're bouncing at the club, but hey, we got an open spot in the Mexico Open tomorrow. You want to play? Yeah. I never played before. Yeah, okay.
Real hard decision. I'm pretty sure that he likes, but it was perfect because he could work at night.
Right.
So that he could go home, sleep a little bit, and go to the golf course in the daytime and be able to work on his golf game, hone his skill. to be able to get ready to go out and play on the PGA Tour, and that's what he
did. Oh, yeah, and nothing. I'm not degrading bouncers. I love them, and thank you for what you do. But I'm just saying. Well, I'm just saying.
How many times have you been bounced?
I never, because I make friends with the bouncers.
That's right.
But that's just my point. It's the way they tell the story is, you know, it's like, out of nowhere. Yeah.
Yeah. This is a really cool story. This guy was a sponsor exemption into the Trophy Hassan 2 PGA Tour champions last week. Ricardo Gonzalez wins the Trophy Hassan 2. And, oh my gosh, you'd have thought he won the Masters the way he was greeted by all the players and the emotion that he showed and everything. It was quite a victory. So, I guess we'll see a little bit more of Ricardo over here on the PGA Tour Champions.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
The brother duo didn't work out last week, where Alvaro Ortiz and Carlos Ortiz were in the hunt to be able to try and win last week. Carlos playing the Asian Tour International Series Oman. He wins, but Alvaro kind of fell a little short.
Yeah.
But it was pretty cool for Carlos Ortiz, who plays on that exhibition tour. And if you looked at the leaderboard, that leaderboard was pretty solid with a bunch of live players. And why are they playing in those events, Jim?
Well, because their tour is not eligible, right, wrong, or indifferent, for golf world ranking points. And they're trying to move up and get in the majors. But you saw what the Masters did. They invited Joaquin Niemann into the Masters.
Well, as they should have, and
absolutely.
the reason was not because he plays on live, but because of the way he's playing.
Right.
He basically won the Australian PGA, played well at the Australian Open, should have won there as well. So that's the big thing right there. We're going to get into that in just a little bit, because there's a mouth on the LIV Tour that needs to be squelched.
Some good controversy, though.
And quit sounding like sour grapes.
Right.
They did play the LPGA Honda Thailand, where Patty Tafitanikit backed it up from her LET victory the week before. Wins on home soil. And here's what Patty had to say when she was done.
I hit good shots. I hit good putts. It's just been going. And some days golf is just like that. And, you know, like, I just got to accept the fact that not every day is going to be an easy day. Not every day the putt's going to go in. The mindset was embrace adversity, and I did today. It's been a dream come true, winning last week in Saudi and winning again this week in my home country. It's like a dream come true to win here. You know, I was outside the ropes at one point in my life, and now I'm inside. Get to play with all these amazing girls. They're the best in the world, and to be able to close it is pretty surreal right now.
Yeah, pretty remarkable. Came on the tour a couple years ago, had a really bad year last year, and then this year has already won twice, once on the LET Tour, which is the equivalent of the LPGA Tour here. And it was fantastic to be able to watch. And she had to battle it out.
Make
birdie on the last hole to win, and that was pretty remarkable.
But it's nice that they get a little emotion when she wins in her homeland, and we forget this is a dream come true for these guys.
Right.
Guys, the gentlemen, and she's young, maybe 22, 23, 24. So
I remember watching her play, you know, in the NCAAs not that long
UCLA,
ago.
I think, too.
Yeah, and it's hard to believe that she's been out there for 2 years now.
Exactly.
My goodness.
So, to wrap up last week's golf, The match, pitting Rory McIlroy, Max Homa, Lexi Thompson, and Rose Zhang against each other. And I've got to tell you, this one was pretty entertaining to watch.
It was fun golf.
Yeah.
Max Homa and Lexi Thompson showed a lot more personality. I mean, Max, we've always seen it in him.
Right.
But Lexi had a lot more personality than we've ever seen. She was laughing, yucking it up. And
I thought it was good, too. The 12 holes or 14 holes, whatever, it's kind of, okay, they can't light the whole thing. I get the whole thing. But again, the media has been making much ado about nothing. And they're saying, oh, the ratings are down, golf's down, da-da-da. No, guys, listen. It's on Monday night on a kind of not obscure, but not a normal, you know, channel that
not a big 4 or 5, right?
Right. And yeah, and it's five. Monday night, and yeah, the ratings were down. I'm not surprised the ratings are down. There's a lot of stuff going on, especially in Arizona. You're outside till dark, or right. You're doing stuff. So let's not have this panic, and everybody's going, well, it's the battle between live golf and PGA Tour golf, and the golfing consumer doesn't like the fractured nature of golf.
Well,
right
that
now.
Doesn't apply that, here. This is just
no, I, that, but that's what they're saying, and they're saying as a result, people not as many people watch the match. I think it's hooey. No, right. People didn't watch the match because they were busy or they didn't care to. But it was good TV. You can't take away from the fact that it was good and it was just compelling and fun to watch.
As Greg said, relaxing.
Yeah, exactly.
I was on the golf course while it was playing.
Right,
making my triple bogey, double bogey, and four bogeys on top of it, and making four birdies and shooting 77. Nice 77 with a triple and a double
hockey sticks.
Yeah, baby. But anyway, so I DVR'd it.
Yeah, but see,
and
so,
I didn't watch it till the next day, and I enjoyed watching it.
But see, that's also the thing. So on the ratings,
yeah.
they only get credit for people who are actually watching it. They don't get right. credit for people at DVR. So yes, like the golf world rankings, this whole ratings thing that they do is outdated because guys like you
right.
DVR it and watch it later, and that doesn't show up in the consumer numbers.
Right.
So you
well,
know,
actually, they do. They show up, they take live viewership in the first 7 days of DVR.
Ooh.
Oh, I showed up.
In general.
I'm so
well,
ready.
That's, yeah. There's something, though, that with DVRs, it doesn't translate for some reason. I read that.
Yeah, okay.
So it must be true.
It must be true. Maybe for live, and maybe because golf is kind of a niche.
Right.
Well, and the key is, for most sports fans, it was Rory McIlroy and who?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So, but what I'm saying is the media is, you know, having this all, this, oh, my God. You know, relax, folks. It was good golf. People liked it. They'll have more matches, and this one was good, so I think that this will compel other people in the future to watch it. It's pretty simple.
After the break, we'll hear from Charles Barkley. He's always the star to me.
I hope that they stay with this format of golfers and not flipping, trying to get
right.
idiots out there that can't play because I don't want to watch them. I want to watch good golf. Rory just absolutely laced his driver. Rory is absolutely going to play well this year at the Masters. I won't call him a winner, but he's going to play well yep. this year at the Masters and could potentially win there. When we come back, we will hear from the winner of the match. And he pockets, well, he doesn't pocket, but takes home 1.6 plus 800, so $2.4 million for charity, which is pretty remarkable for the first tee down there in Florida. When we come back, we'll hear from Rory, we'll hear from Max Homa and Charles Barkley, and much, much more. You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show, the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We'll be back with more golf. Right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Cactus League play is happening.
Live from Salt River Field here in Scottsdale, Arizona, it's the Cactus League.
Listen to the reigning NL champs play on Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app. Spring training coverage presented by Kona Big Wave.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, we've got a very special guest coming up on later in the show, Tim Markison with Athlons. Why is he coming on? Well, he's one of our new partners of the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show, but I've got to tell you, it's a local company that puts out probably one of the best golf shoes I've ever worn. These things are absolutely amazing. I've got the Athlons Mana Mangrove Pros, and they are minimalism meets innovation for premium performance. The stability you have in this shoe is absolutely remarkable. The development of the footwear technology is beyond none other, and Tim Markison has patented the MV technology that directs more force toward the body in an innovative footwear to allow golfers more control, power, and stability. I can second that. I promise you. You want to find out more about Athlons? It's real easy. Go to Athlons, athlonz.com today and find out about the Manna Mangrove Shoes.
Before happy hour turned into golden hour, at the beach bonfire became a beach dance party. Someone had to bring the six-pack of Big Wave. Kona Big Wave. Bring the aloha. Copyright 2023, Kona Branco, St. Louis, Missouri. Mahalo for enjoying responsibly.
Bring the aloha spirit to Arizona with some Big Wave in baseball. Kona Big Wave's easy drinking, island-inspired taste has become an iconic go-to beer all around the world. It's time to head to the game with your friends. Bring the good vibes and enjoy a couple of ice-cold Kona Big Waves. Ready to jump into spring? Come join the Bunker to Bunker Golf Tour, presented by Shady Rays, at our special Spring Bash Putting Tournament at Putting World in Scottsdale, Saturday, March 23rd. The two-person team tournament includes lunch by Putting World's renowned Bar 19, putting challenges, Shady Rays sunglasses giveaways, and Bunker's big raffle with proceeds benefiting St. Mary's Food Bank. Join us at Putting World, the spectacular state-of-the-art 18-hole indoor course that everyone is raving about. For more info and registration, go to BunkerGolf.com.
Hi, Kurt Hudek here for Augusta Ranch Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona. Golf is meant to be fun. We get that. In fact, our motto is fun, family, and fitness forever. Our club is renowned for exceptional playing conditions, friendly service, and a challenging layout. The course allows players of all abilities to get out and really enjoy the game while utilizing every club in their bag. Better yet, around here doesn't take all day to play or drain your wallet. Now we are most excited to announce the addition of our new Top Tracer range. There's 21 bays open day and night. They are equipped with the same state-of-the-art technology that you see on the television coverage of the professional tours. Top Tracer software can dramatically improve your game and also provide games that excite both the kids and adults. Don't forget to end your day at our popular Scratch Pub and Grill. Augusta Ranch Golf Club, bringing affordable fun back into your golf game. For tee times and more information, go to AugustaRanchGolfClub.com.
Van Halen, Run with the Devil.
What things?
You got the beat. We've got the beat and Running with the Devil.
Things that are, bring these two songs together and the rest of this theme today is the albums.
This was off.
All right, welcome back to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. And as we went to break, we were talking about the match and Rory McIlroy pocketing $2.4 million for charity, and it was going to some of the local Florida charities there. The golf course looked absolutely remarkable down there. Looked like a fun public golf course. They're doing a lot for junior golf there. They've redone the golf course. It's pretty exciting for everything going on down there. But here's what Rory and I guess Max Homa had to say in their post-playoff conversation.
I just think how much fun it was being out here with Max and Rose and Lexi and playing at such a great facility. All these people out here, the atmosphere. It was a really cool night.
This was amazing. Obviously, these three are awesome to be around and then just to watch play golf. But yeah, here at the park, this is what golf should be more like. It was pretty awesome getting to meet all the kids this morning. What they're doing here is tremendous. The golf course is amazing in itself, but to see the excitement around this place, I'm really excited for the future of hopefully building more places like this, but this is a tremendous start.
I'm going to tell you something. You don't want to get into a trash-talking battle with Max Homa.
No, because Max Homa will cut you.
He mixes it up.
Well, and the thing about it is, you know, when you're out with the boys and you give them the needle, you know, if you know your guys well, you know exactly where to jab. You know all the sweet spots. And sometimes you got to pull back a little bit and not go for the kill shot.
Yeah.
I think Max Homa goes for the kill shot every day. There was a thing on Twitter I read the other day, and so the people will send Max pictures of or videos of their golf swing and say, "Roast my swing." You know?
Right.
And it's pretty funny. This gal, her name was Hope, and she sent him her swing. It wasn't bad. She was real close to the top, but it wasn't bad. And he goes, Is your middle name Les? And that was it.
Before we go forward, let's go back and hear from Max last week on the rapid fire, the thing they did ahead of
the match. Oh, that was good, yeah.
And he talks about who he thinks is the best trash talker ever.
If you could go pro in any other sport, what would it be and why?
Baseball, the camaraderie in the dugout just seems like a blast.
Do you have any on-course superstitions?
Before rounds, you know, I gotta eat breakfast. I'm a weird person. I don't love bacon, but I know I need some food and some sustenance and some protein, so I'll eat one strip of bacon. I wouldn't call it a superstition. It's just weird.
One celeb that you would love to play around with?
I would love to see Steph Curry's game up close. He's high on my list.
The best pro athlete, non-golfer?
It's gotta be Steph. I was at the Corn Ferry event. He shot 71 the first round. I don't need to talk about what happened the second round, but that was one of the more impressive things I've ever seen someone do.
Funniest thing a fan has ever said to you on the golf course?
You get the same chirps or the same things yelled at you all the time. There was one guy, it was Super Bowl Sunday at Waste Management here in Phoenix, and the Chiefs were playing, and some guy yelled and said, "Oh, look at that, it's Patrick Mahoma." That really hit me right on my funny bone.
And then he added that Michael Jordan he thought was the best trash talker you ever heard.
All right, so Max Homa and Charles Barkley, I think they, commentary-wise, stole the show. I mean, they had some great exchanges back and forth. Christina Kim was there, didn't even know it.
Right, right.
Ernie Johnson. And Charles Barkley were your quad in the booth. And here's what Charles Barkley and Max Homa we're talking about during the...
Yeah, maybe Max moving somewhere. Here we go.
You know, Max, what's the best thing, being a member of the same club I am or being a neighbor? Which one is better?
Neighbor, if I was your neighbor, that'd mean my house would be a lot bigger.
Hey, just let me know when you want to move on up like George Jefferson. I've kicked somebody out the neighborhood to have you over.
If you can, folks, go back and watch it and watch some of the commentary of Max and the exchange between he and Charles Barkley and some of the comments. And I love when he three-putted. Oh, geez, I'm going to lose a lot of sleep over that tonight. And gave Rory a skin with a par.
Right.
Because neither Rose nor Lexi could make par either. Lexi has got to be, without a doubt, the worst putter in the world.
Yeah,
somebody has got to get her right. Her stroke is so bad. It's so yippy, yeah. And she's, you know, trying this claw or pencil. I guess that one's the pencil grip. Wow. And it's just brutal. She takes it back well, but then she doesn't know what to do with it once she takes it back.
She has a mind cramp. I've had mind cramps whilst chipping, and it's brutal. And it's hard to get over. But I think I see that. But getting back to Barkley, Barkley is Barkley, and he is the same on the basketball broadcast, golf broadcast. I mean, and he sees the world through a very, very, in my opinion, clear lens. He doesn't pull any punches.
Logically,
he doesn't pull any punches.
Right.
But what I love about it is, it's not, okay, I got to be funny. That's just his personality. And there's so many, you know, these made-for-TV matches and stuff that we've seen where, you know, a guy that might be kind of funny at ad-libbing or a little glib, all of a sudden he thinks he has to be funny. And when you tell a comedian, okay, be funny, they can't do it. And it's forced.
You can't force funny.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
It
so
becomes,
you know,
awful.
Yeah, so that's what I like about it.
So that's what went on last week. This week we've got golf going on worldwide.
Yes, basically. Worldwide.
Yeah, it's very busy.
They are playing on the PGA Tour, where Bud Cauley, in either his third or fourth event, third round back, is actually leading the tournament after his third tournament back, a couple 3 years off for injuries from a major accident that he had.
Right.
That's had many surgeries. He's at 11 under par, shoots 66, 65, has a one-shot lead over Austin Eckroat and Garrett Higo.
And Higgy's back.
Absolutely. Kevin Yu is at 9 under par along with Victor Perez. David Sims, or Skins, at 8 under par. Andrew Novak, who's been playing some amazing golf, hanging around that top 10 quite often at 8 under par. CT Pan, Shane Lowry, last week's winner, Jake Knapp, K. Cameron Young, Sam Ryder, and at 8-under par, fresh off his victory at the match, Rory McIlroy all round out the top 13 players. Rory's right there. He's only 3 shots back. Anything can happen. They had to finish this morning because they had a little rain roll in.
Oh.
They had a little rain roll in, and then they had to go ahead and...
Yeah, they got...
Darkness hit after that.
Yeah, sure.
But anyway, 2-under par made the cut. 68 players made the cut at 2-under par. So it's going to be interesting to watch how things go down in West Palm Beach, Florida.
You know, it's interesting because it's a slightly better field than it was in Mexico last week.
Right.
So a lot of guys are taking this off. A lot of players don't really care for PGA National, and I think that's a shame.
Yeah.
But it's a hard golf course, yeah. And for the leaders to be for Bud Colley to be 11-under. But I watch golf a little differently with this
suicide pool.
Yeah, my suicide. So I've got Shane Lowry this weekend, and I took him because he's a lovely Irishman, and I figured it was going to be windy, and it was, and he's playing pretty well. But Bud Colley is the story because Bud Colley coming off a car accident, out for a long time.
He must love golf.
Yeah, yeah. But everybody was picking Rory McIlroy. And I don't think Rory's going to win this weekend. I think Rory is gearing up. He's trying to peak at
definitely
Augusta, right?
He's building momentum.
Right.
Hey, guys, before we go to break, you want to hear from Ricky Fowler on how the wind is affecting things?
Ricky Fowler.
How about we do that?
I would prefer it to be windy. Partly I feel like it helps separate a little bit. Yesterday morning, we teed off late, but seeing the conditions with it being pretty calm in the morning definitely allows for some scores. It's still not an easy golf course, but when it's windy, you can make up more ground, putting up a round in, under par. And so we'll see. Hopefully wind will stay up, and that'll kind of get me back in a good position for the weekend.
When we come back, we've got a lot more golf to talk about. We've got special guests going to be joining us in just a little while. We're going to have Brett Quigley, PGA Tour Champions player, is going to be joining us. Going to be playing in a couple weeks down at the Cola Guard. And we've got some sponsor exemptions for the Cola Guard to announce that came out this week. And actually, the tournament is next week down there in Tucson. At La Paloma Country Club, new venue for the event. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We are Arizona's number one golf show for 34 years. We've been bringing it to you live right here on the Arizona Sports app, arizonasports.com, and Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Follow Arizona Sports for D-backs breaking news and inside information, plus exclusive weekly interviews with the Diamondbacks decision makers on Front Office Focus, Team President Derek Hall, D-backs manager Tori Lovello, and Diamondbacks players on the Clubhouse Call-In. If you missed the live conversations, listen on the Arizona Sports app or wherever you get your podcasts. The home of Arizona Diamondbacks baseball is Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
The Renaissance Festival is back. Weekends now through March 31st. Great shopping, a giant crafts market, new shows featuring sea fairies, mermaids, and merriment.
Non-stop feasting and more.
The Renaissance Festival is back.
Weekends now through March 31st. Discount tickets available at Bash's and Food City or ArizonaReadyFestInfo.com. Presented by Delta Airlines, Bash's, Food City, Pepsi, Budweiser, and Guinness.
So what makes a great car radio show? To start with, a host who knows his stuff. Check. We've got Matt Allen, the KTAR car guy, who's been fixing cars for nearly 30 years. Lots to talk about. Check. High gas prices, maybe getting a second opinion on that upcoming repair, or help in finding the right used car. That means the only thing missing is you. And that's easy to fix. We're on every Saturday morning at 11 here on 92.3 KTAR. Or check us out anytime, day or night, at bumpertobumperradio.com.
America's favorite car show heads west.
West with tons of cool cars, cool people, and good times. It's the Good Guys 4T Fintech Fuel Injection Spring Nationals presented by Grundy Insurance. And it's pulling into West World of Scottsdale March 15th through the 17th. Check out over 2,500 show cars, Arizona's largest swap meet, live music, fun stuff for the kids, and so much more. Check complete details at good-guys.com.
The Suns' Big Three have been dominating the court, and this Sunday, we're giving you a seat couchside as the Suns play against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Turn your TV to over-the-air Channel 3 or Channel 44. If you have Cox Cable, turn to Channel 13. And for Dish, turn to Channel 44. Suns Game Time show starts Sunday at 7 p.m., followed by tip-off Sunday at 7:30 on Arizona's Family Sports. Support your Phoenix Suns from courtside to couchside. Visit acfamily.com and click Suns Games for listings.
Got golf? Bunker to Bunker invites you to get out of the gallery and get in the game this year with the Bunker to Bunker Club. The Bunker to Bunker Club is open to the public, but feels like an exclusive private country club. Come elevate your golf experience with all the privileges, but without all the expensive monthly dues and fees. Membership includes an official USGA handicap, online score posting and tracking, subscription to the AZ Golf Insider magazine, promotions with big savings on golf, products and hospitality, and of course, invitations to Bunker to Bunker's popular charity scramble tour tournaments at fantastic golf destinations. So what are you waiting for? Come get in the game with good friends, good times, and great golf. For additional information and registration, go to BunkerGolf.com. The Bunker to Bunker Club. It's the best value in golf since the mulligan.
This is the time of year to enjoy life. Stop letting that pain in your joints keep you from doing what you want to do this spring. Call QC Kinetics now. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. I'm talking lasting joint relief with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. It's a fact. QC Kinetics is literally transforming lives. Their advanced treatments harness your own body's ability to restore and repair damaged joint tissue. Pro athletes have been doing this for decades, but now this life-changing treatment is available for you. So you can walk and run and climb stairs and play golf and move again, pain-free. No pills, no risky surgery. This is an all-natural solution. QC Kinetics has tens of thousands of satisfied patients who have reclaimed their mobility. Take action now and live your best life this spring and summer. It's a great use of your tax refund check, by the way. Call QC Kinetics now with clinics in Phoenix, Scottsdale, Peoria, and Chandler. 602-837-PAIN. 602-837-PAIN. That's 602-837-PAIN. 602-837-PAIN.
My best friend's girlfriend.
Once again, this music we've played today so far is all tied together.
So we've got the beat, Running with the Devil, and My Best Friend's Girlfriend. The Cars, Rick Ocasek. So it's the Bengals, Van Halen, and the Cars. So we're going to have to hear at least one more CQ.
I'll give it to you at the end. This is going to be a tough one, but it'll tie together and you'll go.
I like the challenge.
It's a fun one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They are playing the Mosquito Open down in Argentina.
The what now?
It is the Mosquito Open. It's the 117 Visa Argentina Open. And they are just totally swarmed with mosquitoes down there. The guys are wearing mosquito nets and pith helmets on their heads.
Yeah.
Trying to keep the mosquitoes.
So you're
away.
Not kidding.
No, have you ever been to Alaska? I've been to Alaska a couple times salmon fishing in the summer.
Right.
And you know, doing stuff.
And it's too cold in Alaska for mosquitoes.
No. Oh. God, in the summertime. You wear a hat with mosquito netting over it and long sleeves, and you're just dousing yourself with Off or Raid or whatever the heck it is to keep those things off. And they, in Alaska, those things are like aircraft carriers. They're the state bird of Alaska. So I feel sorry for those guys in Mosquito Open. It is so funny to hear that in your ear. Oh, man, it's brutal.
But anyway, Van Holmgren. Isn't he a rock star?
Van Halen. Eddie Van Holmgren.
Yeah. Van Holmgren is your leader at 16 under par, followed by Chris Ventura at 13. Will Bateman, Dalton Ward, Sam Bennett are all at 12 under par. Martin Trainer, gosh, there's a lot of PGA, former PGA Tour players out there. Martin Trainer, Brian Campbell, Kyle Westmoreland, Ryan Blum, and Alvaro Ortiz. Wait a minute. Aren't these guys all on the PGA Tour?
Yeah.
And they're all playing down in Argentina?
See, and I
can understand Alvaro. That's his home country.
Right.
Right?
But you think these guys would be at the Honda, or not the Cognizant. Right. That used to be the Honda, yeah.
Maybe they couldn't get in. I don't know. You know, and that's one of the things that is amazing, that these guys are feeling like there's just no love for these guys that are making it onto the PGA Tour, that graduated from the Corn Ferry Tour, because of their status.
And they can't get into events.
But anyway, they're playing the DP World Tour, the big event, the SDC Championship at St. Francis Links in East Cape, South Africa, Eastern Cape, South Africa, where Daniel Brown is tied for the lead with Connor Sim, Andy Sullivan, Robin Williams is playing, along with James Nicklaus at 9 under par. They're playing the LPGA over at the HSBC Women's Honda, or Women's World Championship, where right now Ayaka Furui is your leader at 10 under par, followed by Hannah Green. Andrea Lean, Celine Boutier, who was your second round leader, is three shots back, fired 72 in her third round. Jin Young Ko moving up that leaderboard slowly. And then they are playing, Jim, your favorite, the exhibition tour is going on. It is over there at King Abdullah Economic City over there in the UAE. And the Stingers.
Stingers, baby.
Stingers GC are 29 under. Smash GC. First of all, the Stingers are Brandon Grace, Louis Oosthuizen, and Charles Schwartzel, and Dean Burmester. Smash GC with Jason Kokrak, Brooks Koepka, Taylor Mouth Gooch, and Graham McDowell, along with Legion 13,
shots.
Kieran Vincent, John Rahm, Tyrell Hatton, and I can't think of what his first name is, Curran Serrat, are at 22 under par. The leader of the tournament, though, Jim, which is all I care about, is the individual. This team thing is so
good. Joaquin the Dog Neiman.
That's exactly right. 13 under par, followed by Charles Schwartzel and Jason Kokrak. Louis Oosthuizen, watch out for old Louis.
Yep.
He'll be, he's in the Masters, I think, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Louis is at 10 under par. I'm telling you, watch out for Louis. John Rahm sitting there at 9 under. And there was a guy that made his debut after 12 years of being away from golf. One Anthony Kim, A.K., made his debut on LIV, which it is an exhibition tour, and this only exemplifies it more. He's out there playing an exhibition. First time in 12 years, fires 76-76 in 53rd out of 54 guys' positions.
Well, one guy WD'd, so he's not last, so that's good. Now, listen, Greg, here's the thing about it. You know, I finally figured out a good, was it simile or metaphor?
Analogy.
Analogy, thank you. You look, so there, I've seen it happen a bunch of times. A white-collar guy looks at a blue-collar guy or a farmer and something and kind of turns their nose up, right? And then that farmer from North Dakota, you know, he whips out a fat stack of bills and he's used to paying, you know, $500,000 for a combine. He's got more money than God.
Right.
And he's like, all right, son, nice to see you. So, you know, you got to quit looking down your nose at the whole LIV tour and stop calling it an exhibition tour.
It's now, an exhibition.
It's not an exhibition. You know, it's okay when the PGA Tour cancels a round and plays 54 holes and calls it a champion. Oh, that's great. You got to stop calling it an exhibition tour because these guys are going to play in the majors. Brooks Koepka won a major. It's legit. Now, I will give you the fact that a legitimacy is a little bit
strong.
Well, no, legitimacy. The legitimacy of the league is a little bit questionable when they have Anthony Kim come out after 12 years of off. But it's a great
and that
story.
Was the biggest story of. I didn't even know they were playing if it wasn't for him.
And it's a great story. And what do we say? You know, there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Right.
So AK was kind of the Loch Ness monster of golf. He faded away. That's he right. walked away from the game.
He had injury.
He had a great part of his career.
Oh, man. And
before he walked away, his career was on the downslide because of injuries and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
but he became this mythical character that was rarely seen and, you know, is like seeing Loch Ness or what's that, Sasquatch guy, you know, that sort of thing, right? But now he comes back after 12 years of not playing competitive golf.
Right. Little rust.
There's a little rust there. So, but Greg Norman
is a little rust there.
Greg Norman, whoever it was, to their credit, they signed AK. They must have paid off his insurance bill because that was why he wasn't coming back. His insurance payout with Barclays, policy. Right? But so they get AK, and everybody's going to tune in to see AK. What did they do? They drew eyeballs. They've got Talking Heads in Phoenix, Arizona on the greatest golf show in the world.
Are we Talking Heads?
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
Talking about live golf. So, mission accomplished.
Well, and you know what? I have nothing against Anthony Kim whatsoever. I think that...
Bad man, buddy.
It was probably
hey, he's smart. Got great hair.
It was probably smart for him to go there because they couldn't figure out how to give him a medical exemption
right.
from being away for 12 years. So he goes over there. He gets reportedly $7.5 million to play in the last 11 events on the exhibition tour. And basically... I'm sure they had to pay off or pay back whatever he had gotten because the rule was is that he couldn't ever play another round of competitive golf.
Right.
So I'm sure that he worked that out. And you know what? Good for him to go over there. He's right where he belongs. And here's what he had to say.
Right now, I'm focused on playing good this week. Got a few weeks of competitive golf in front of me, so I'll tell my story when it's the right time, but right now, I'm focused on golf. I'm excited to be out here with my daughter and my family and just enjoy the experience that Liv is providing. And I think I miss the competitive part of the game. I wouldn't just say it was golf, but just being in the heat of the moment, having an opportunity to do something special, and I'm looking forward to having that opportunity again.
All right, I'm going to step out on a limb right now.
Okay.
And I'm going to say in the next 11 events that he's a wild card on the Live Tour, I'm going to say he wins one.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
The guy's
got the talent.
Well, he does. But I love your boldness on that, Greg, because usually you just kind of toe the line and go meekly in the night.
Host on host crime there, kids.
Wow. But what I like the prediction, but I doubt that because let's, as Bobby Jones said, there's a difference between golf and tournament golf.
Right.
And I don't care if you're playing the Live Tour, PGA Tour, Korn Ferry, Canadian, whatever. The club championship. There's a, you know, in the club championship, 90% of the players in the club championship shoot a higher score than their handicap would indicate. They can't believe it. Well, you're playing tournament golf.
Yeah.
So I would say this. If you took Jack Nicklaus and he didn't, and in his prime, and took his golf club and he didn't play a tournament for 12 years, I think that there would be rush.
I think a good goal for AK would be to top 10.
Yeah, I think it'll be successful. It'll be a good comeback. He'll be on the right direction if he gets in the top 10. If he wins, man, that would be incredible, I think.
We want to let our listeners know this hour is brought to you by Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. Check out this great offer for new clients. Get $100 off your first program and a free consultation. Check it out at Bill Ross Fitness Solutions or call Bill at 602-230-8581. The Bill Ross Fitness Solution is underway. We've had two of our listeners recently go ahead and set up to be able to take care of themselves with Bill, so you can too. When we come back, we've got a lot more golf to talk about. We've got Tim Markison of Athlon's Golf going to be joining us next right here on Arizona's number one golf show for 34 years. The Bunker to Bunker Golf Show will be back on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
What we saw from Merrill Kelly in the postseason last year was a revelation. Now, Merrill Kelly had some issues last year. He had the blood clotting. Yeah. He had the cramping issue. I think I read somewhere he's on a program from Mayo now to stay hydrated.
Oh, right? Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
You shouldn't drink Mayo.
No, you really shouldn't. That's not good.
Who would do that other than the British?
Only Mike Golic Jr. drinks Mayo, yeah.
That one ASU fan.
Yeah. Bickley and Murata. Mornings on Arizona Sports. The local sports leader.
Experience the time of your life at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Live it up in the world's largest sports book, Circa Sports. Get loose and get loud with all sports, all seasons at Stadium Swim. Take in the million-dollar views at their rooftop lounge legacy club. Go big and do it right with their luxurious rooms and suites. Book the time of your life today at CircaLasVegas.com. College basketball brackets, the crack of a wooden bat. Oh, spring is here, Masonians. And that means the end of winter sale at Brooklyn Betting. Going on now through March 5th. Everything in-store and online is 25% off. Head on over to one of Brooklyn Betting's 14 Basin locations and tell them Wolf sent you. There's no pushy salespeople, just knowledgeable sleep experts that will help you find the best sleep ever on the best mattress ever. That's Brooklyn Betting, Arizona built for America's dreams.
It's time to tee it up at Sparky's Fairway, a new driving range event hosted inside Mountain America Stadium, home of the ASU Sun Devils. From March 7th to the 17th, you can soak in Tempe views as you take aim to hit golf balls from an elevated platform onto the football field. Get a bay for you and five friends for only $80 for the hour while enjoying great food and drinks. Tee times vary. Book your time today at asu365.events. Catch Sun Devil Baseball for the final season in the Pac-12 Conference. The Sun Devils host an incredible home schedule that features teams like Ohio State, Oregon, USC, and Arizona. Season tickets are available starting at $150, and limited seats are still available at the field level. Grab your seats today by calling 480-727-0000 or go online to sundeviltickets.com.
Welcome to Bar 19, a culinary haven inside Putting World at the Scottsdale Promenade. Indulge in our chef-driven menu, expertly crafted to tantalize your taste buds. Sip on handcrafted cocktails perfectly paired with your dining experience. And happy hour happens every day from 3 to 6, making every moment a celebration. Elevate your outing with friends and family at Bar 19, where fine dining meets craft cocktails and unforgettable memories. Discover the perfect blend of taste and ambience, only at Putting World's Bar 19.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figuerella, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
The 2023 and 2024 all-inclusive Talking Stick Golf Card is back. This is the card everyone's talking about. You get preferred rates on daily green fees now through September 2024, plus big discounts off food, beverage, and golf shop purchases. Better yet, benefits extend to the cardholder and one guest, and you get a complimentary round of golf with purchase. Two great courses, one fantastic golf card, all for just $99 plus tax. For details and purchase, visit TalkingStickGolfClub.com or call the Pro Shop today.
Whitney.
Yeah, Whitney Houston's song, of course, How I Know.
How do I know?
But again, these four groups have something in common with these songs.
Oh,
Alright, you just keep pondering that. Would you?
Man, we'll reveal the top of the hour.
While we move forward. We want to let our listeners know that if you've not signed up for the Bunker Club yet, you're going to want to go ahead and get signed up. Go to BunkerGolf.com and get $5 off your membership, as well as we're going to be announcing today the opening of a Fantasy VIP Walk with the Pros contest for the 2024 Ford Championship. Any Bunker member, Bunker to Bunker Club member, can an on-air listeners can win two grand prizes to be able to walk inside the ropes at this year's event. So go to BunkerGolf.com, find out more details about that.
And I hear a rumor we're giving tickets away today.
We are at the top of the hour.
Fantastic.
Get ready. We're going to give away a couple of sets of tickets to the Arizona Championship presented by Ford. And is it KCC?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much. Sorry if I screwed that up. All right, so anyway, joining us right now, we've got Tim Markison, the CEO of Athlons, and it is a company that's been around for several years. I had a pair of their shoes when I saw probably the greatest PGA Tour Champions player ever wearing them and started studying about the stability of them and everything. Bernhard Langer, Fred Funk, and Korn Ferry Tour's Byron Meth all wear the Athlons footwear, and I have been wearing them for the last few weeks. And folks, I've worn one brand all my life until 3 weeks ago. And the stability of this shoe is remarkable. The grip is remarkable. We'll let Tim tell you more about it. Tim, welcome to Bunker Golf Show, and thanks for being a partner.
Thank you, and thank you for having me this morning.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So, first of all, 325 issued patents and drafted more than 3,000 patents. What do you have no time on your hands? What's the deal?
Pretty much. I have been a patent attorney for coming up on 36 years now.
Wow.
Okay. So that's where I have an electrical engineering degree. So I started my career in the late 80s at Motorola. And
okay.
Just continued in patent law. And then so I grew up wanting to be a baseball player.
Sure.
So it all ties together.
Right.
So actually, the only reason I went to college was to play baseball. And so it was like, well, what am I going to do when I go to college? What will I study? It's like, oh, I'll do electrical engineering.
yeah, so, that's something good for a baseball player.
Just an easy course track.
Yeah. So I was good at math and science, and so that it just seemed like the right fit for me. And the baseball career didn't work out, but the engineering did. And then a few years later, we got sued by a hospital. My daughter, when she was born, she had congenital heart defect, and she had open-heart surgery when she was 8 months old.
Oh, my God.
And a couple years after that, we got sued by the hospital for some outstanding medical bills.
Huh.
And, you know, I was 24 years old at the time, and just starting my engineering career, so we were broke.
Right.
So we didn't have the money to get an attorney, so it was like, well, had no choice but to represent myself. And that case worked out well for us. It's like, well, what could I do with a law degree and an engineering
right.
degree? And so I got into patent law.
Wow. That's absolutely amazing.
How's your daughter?
She is doing okay. She had her third open-heart surgery this past summer. And there was a lot of complications with that, so she's still on the recovery path. But she's still with us and still working. Things are still working themselves out. So thank you.
So how was Athlons born?
Yeah, so with my passion for baseball, I was playing adult baseball, and my wife got me this, enrolled me in this baseball camp.
Right.
So it was a four-day baseball camp, and it's not like a fantasy league where you just go and you play
right,
and you fart around. This was instruction by major league coaches.
Oh, wow.
So that was in 2010, and Rick Adair was the pitching coach for Seattle at the time, and then became pitching coach for the Orioles. Excuse me. So he found out I was a patent attorney, and he had this drill that he would use with his pitchers. He'd put a rosin bag underneath their drive leg heel on the outside so he could tip that back knee inward a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So if a pitcher were in his athletic stance. If you drew a line from the ankle to the groin, the knee would be just on the inside of that line. He realized that most major league pitchers, I mean, and these are phenomenal athletes, right. The best of the best.
Of course, yeah.
And most of these folks didn't have their knee on the inside of that line, so hence the drill. And so he was kind of half joking, gee, I think we could figure out how to put that into a shoe.
Wow.
It's like, that's what I do.
Right.
So that's how Athlons got started. And then one of the other participants of the camp was orthopedic surgeon out of Chicago, Dr. Preston Wolin. So started working with him right off the bat, too, because I didn't want to build a product that, okay, yeah, you're getting a better stance, but there's physical issues.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So it was a combination of, you know, the major league coaching philosophy, the engineering that I brought to the table, the orthopedic surgeon. And then we brought in Gary McCoy, who was a sports scientist, and he was strength and conditioning coach for the Astros, and he does a lot. He's from Australia, so he does a lot with Australian baseball and a lot of Australian sports. So we had that unique combination of, you know, my engineering, the major league coaching, orthopedic surgeon, and then sports scientist. All that input went into designing our shoe.
Wow. What does Athlons mean? Is there a is there something to how you selected that name?
Yeah, so that's a funny story and sad as well. So the first marketing firm we had them for about 5 months, spent close to $150,000 with them because they were just going to blow us out. And about the only thing we got out of them was the name Athlons. So it was athlete and decathlons.
Oh.
Because our shoes can be used, or our technology can be used in really any athletic shoe. So mm-hmm. Athlons is athlete decathlon.
Right. Well, so Tim, I was talking to you off air, you know, and I love the fact that no disrespect, a mom and pop type organization is trying to penetrate and bring significant technological change to a pretty big industry. So you've got the baseball figured out, and I know exactly what you're talking about with that back, your plant leg being the knee being a little bit inside, because I've worked with a lot of kids on the bump, and I know exactly what you're talking about. So, but that's the same position at the top of the backswing.
Absolutely.
So is that how you translated into the golf shoe? Tell us about how the evolution of the golf.
Yeah, so golf was, as I mentioned, you know, we knew our technology would work with any athletic shoe.
Right.
And so golf was always on our radar screen. And we were doing a charity golf event, I forget which one, and it was early 2018. And for one of the holes, you could pay $25 and have a professional long driver hit your tee shot.
Well,
the Perdef, he was Mitch McDowell, who recently passed, which is really tragic. He was a great guy. But so we paid our $25, and for whatever reason, there was a delay when we got to the tee box, and we were all wearing our Athlons softball shoes, the turf shoes. He says, hey, we asked him, would you mind trying it? And he goes, sure. And he took one swing at it, hit the ball 40 yards further, and he goes,
whoa.
Oh, my God. My whole backside was locked in the whole time. He goes, okay, that has to be a fluke. He did it 10 more times. He says,
wow.
Well, you got to make a golf shoe.
Right. Wow.
So that really accelerated our pace in making the golf shoe.
Well, what's really funny is how many times have we done golf tips where we've had people that sway outside the outer side of their trail foot, and so we would put a golf ball underneath at about where the arch is to be able to get that foot to kind of turn inward so that it gave you a little bracing. And when we come back, we're going to continue having a little conversation with Tim Markison because there's a lot more to get into, and we'll tell you how you can get a pair of these and that you're going to see them at our Bunker Tour events so that you can see them, touch them, feel them. This is the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We're going to make the turn and come back with a lot more golf to talk about. You're listening right here on Arizona Sports app, ArizonaSports.com, and Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
The local sports leader gets you high school sports coverage from the one and only dean of high school sports in Arizona, Kevin McCabe. Every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 on AZ Preps Live, presented by Brooklyn Betting. AZ Preps Live, Saturday morning beginning at 9 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, you know, the Trilogy Golf Club at Estancia has been doing it all season long. They have been taking care of the locals. That's exactly right. So why not get out there while the weather is perfect and take advantage of what they're doing for you? Right now, you can go to get a bunker special at bunkergolf.com of $79 any afternoon. Look, you can play till 6:30. You can tee off at 2 o'clock, go out, play 18 holes, and then when you're done, make sure you head into V's Tap Room. Have one of the 16 microbrews on tap. And don't forget, have the best Valley wood-fired pizza. Make sure you put pepperoni on it. That makes it the best. The Trilogy Golf Club at the Vistancia is the best in the West. Book your round today.
Hi, this is Champ with Champ's Family Automotive. We are a family-owned and operated full-service center for your automotive and diesel needs. Have you been searching for a trustworthy automotive and diesel repair shop? Well, come see us in Goodyear or Surprise. Import, domestic, or diesel. Yes, we take care of it all with state-of-the-art technology and technicians. Bumper to Bumper Radio approved. Check us out at champsfamilyautomotive.com. And yes, that's champsfamilyautomotive.com.
Hey, tired of not being able to smile at family gatherings or while taking pictures? Aria Dental All-on-4 Dental Implant Treatment is for you. You can have a new set of brand new beautiful teeth in 24 hours after surgery. The All-on-4 will give you the closest option to your natural teeth. Dr. Joe, he's so cool. 20 years of dental implant experience and surgeries. He trains and lectures all over the world all about dental implants. And he lives right here in Phoenix. Aria will save you thousands and thousands of dollars compared to the corporate dental implant centers. They're locally owned and they pass the savings on to their patients. If you want a beautiful new set of teeth and overall improve the quality of your life, go to AriaDentalImplantCenter.com. There's a free consultation if you mention me. That's Aria. A-R-I-A DentalImplantCenter.com.
Looking for an unforgettable day of golf? Visit Verado Golf Club today and enjoy the breathtaking views and great prices. With two thrilling course layouts and 36 holes of championship golf designed by Tom Lehman, now is a great time to visit Verado Golf Club and take advantage of their 36-hole rates. Come enjoy spectacular golf at both the Founders and Victory courses for a special price. Verado Golf Club, an experience like no other. To book a tee time, visit VeradoGolfClub.com or call 623-388-3008.
March means beautiful Arizona weather. It also brings Four Peaks Brewing as the Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers Brewery of the Month. All month long, you can find great specials on all Four Peaks Brewing's best, including their new collaboration with Bad Birdie, the bold and disruptive golf apparel brand. This easy-to-enjoy collaboration brings to life the subtle and crisp taste of passion fruit, orange, and guava with a smooth finish. Look for Bad Birdie at your nearest Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers. Please golf responsibly.
KFBP FM Phoenix.
Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
On the Arizona Sports app and on 98.7.
Okay, so what they share in common, these songs are all from some of the best debut albums of all time.
Okay. Really? You never get that.
Well, he was all around
close.
It.
I was sniffing it. This was
welcome back. As we make the turn, Tim Murchison is joining us. He's the CEO of Athlons, and it is a footwear company that is local, which is nice. The shoes are made right here in the U.S. of A. That's even nicer. Tim, I've got to ask you. Improved patent AOP, which is optimal athletic positioning midsole. Now with more sway correction and 9% GRF boost for more distance. Break that down in layman's terms, would you?
Okay. So, you know, as I mentioned, I'm a patent attorney, so every conceivable way that we can figure out how to implement this into our shoes, we patented.
Right.
So optimal like positioning is just a term we gave for to just get that, you know, as we mentioned, with the knee just on the inside of the line from right. the ankle to the groin. So that's what we call the optimal athletic positioning. But it's you know, it's like you were mentioning the golf ball just on the outside of the shoe.
Right.
You know, that's too much of a slope,
yes.
and it doesn't you know, gradually go towards the big toe.
Right.
So it was really a balance of the physics shifting the angles inward, but also the anatomical movement of the foot to get that right gradient slope. And right. That's the optimal athletic positioning, and that's what we've patented.
That's amazing. Well, I always think that, you know, everybody, there's a lot of people are trying to build a better mousetrap, and the proof is in the pudding. And looking at your page, I see Bernhard Langer as one of your representatives or one of your ambassadors. Now, Bernhard Langer, as maybe not everybody knows, is extremely particular. In fact, if you look in his golf bag, he's got irons that are they're all from different manufacturers because that's what works for him, and they're ground to his specs, the shaft is to his specs, etc. And he's not afraid to experiment and change it up. How did you he's wearing the shoes. How did you come to be affiliated with him, and tell us a little bit about your experience with Bernhard Langer?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, Mitch McDowell was the kind of the inspiration to accelerate our pace to make a golf shoe. So we had made a prototype golf shoe in the summer of 2018, and Mitch took it to a long drive event, and he got knocked out in the round of 32. But Ryan Steenberg, who was number 6 in the world in long drive, had been competing for 8 years, but he had never won a tournament. And he says, let me try those things. And he put them on, and he won the tournament. Next time out, he won that tournament. And he had people coming up to him and says, Ryan, what are you doing differently? He goes, literally, I changed my shoes. And of course, the response is BS. And so the next guy tried it, and the next guy. So by mid-season 2019 of long drive, we had 8 of the top 10 women, 8 of the top 10 men.
Wow.
And over 50% of all long drivers in our shoe because it worked.
Right.
You know, they need the ground more than anybody because they're trying to generate maximum power. And the stability of the shoe and better energy transfer, you know, it worked. And unfortunately for Ryan, he went up to number 1 and then back down to number 6
because
everybody else got the shoe. Bernhard saw one of the long drive events and then started and they're talking about the shoes, and one of his representatives reached out to us and says, Bernhard, I'd like to try your shoe. So we sent him a pair, and he took him to the driving range, and he was looking at 2 other pairs of shoes to sign with for the 2020 season. One was his Adidas, which he'd been with for 41 years at the time, and he put our shoes on and hit 10 balls, and he's like, well, that's weird. You know, I just hit the ball better 10 times in a row. He says, oh, it has to be a fluke. And he put the other pair on, the Adidas on. He did that 10 more times. And every time he put our shoe on, he hit the ball better.
Wow.
He goes, I'm in.
Yeah.
So that's how we got Bernhard.
Wow.
Yeah.
One of the things that I noticed in the shoe in playing in them is that one of the first responses I gave you a few weeks ago is that I feel my foot more on the ground than I have in the past with any other shoe. And then I had to learn how to adjust because that's how poorly my setup had gotten to be able to get braced properly or to get stable properly, and found myself being able to use my feet more than what I was in the past, and it was amazing what the difference was in what this shoe can do. What is NV technology that you patented?
Yeah, so NV stands for energy velocity, and it really is just a different term for the OAP. You know, it's best marketing.
I love it.
Well, Greg, I'm looking forward to getting my pair of shoes because, you know, I'm already 25 yards longer than you are, so
you'd be 65
40.
Again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you'd be longer again. No,
but you'll be wearing them until I'll be like the guy in the long drive that went up to number 1, everybody else got the shoes, he went back down to number 6.
That's exactly right. Oh, that's pretty remarkable. You know, everything about this shoe, the design of it is amazing. Folks, while we're sitting here talking with Tim, if you want to check him out, go to www.athlons, that's athlons.com. Check it out. It is a shoe that I can assure you it will make a difference in your golf game. I notice it every time that I put it on, and I'm one of those skeptical people, but as soon as I put it on, I noticed a difference, and I said, oh, okay, this is a fluke, and I just kept And so I've only worn it for the last 3 weeks. And it's amazing how my swing hasn't changed, but it's gotten better because I have that better stability. And the grip of these on the ground is like nothing I've ever worn.
Yeah. So the grip, we call that our grip and glide. You know, we got to have all our marketing terms. But we do have a patented on that, too. So it's hard to do the visual over radio.
Right.
But, you know, your back leg, you want that to stay locked in, and it has a tendency to want to rotate out, especially as you're making contact and finishing. So we designed the pattern to keep you locked in when you want to lock in, and when you want your foot to release, they're different directions. So we created the tread pattern so that when you want to release, the shoe will help you release, and when you want to grip, you'll stay gripped.
Yeah, it's a remarkable shoe, folks. I can't tell you enough.
Tim, we would be remiss. I mean, you're talking about the shoe. Where can our listeners, where can anybody go to purchase them, to find out more information?
Or to look at them and see them, right.
Yeah, so we are in East Mesa. We're on McDowell, or just off McDowell Road, so you can get our address from the website.
Your website, okay.
So we are open, you know, Monday through Friday, normal business hours. If you call ahead and you want to come in over a weekend, we'd be happy to. And what's nice is we have a company that's right next to us called Tee Times, and they have indoor simulators.
Come
try the shoes and go really test them out.
Very cool.
Every person that's done that has hit the ball at least 15 to 20 yards further, and it's the same thing you've had, Greg. It's like, come on, does a shoe really matter?
Yeah.
And it's like, when you think about the everything, all of our movement, I mean, right. This is basic physics, comes from the body interacting with the ground.
Well, any good swing is built from the ground up.
Yeah.
Baseball, golf swing, exactly.
Absolutely. And all that energy goes through the shoe. So we just, using physics, we manipulated how the shoe is made so you get better energy transfer.
Now, one of the things that we talked about when we fit me for a pair of shoes is I said, I'm a perfect size 11. I've been a size 11 since I was in 10th grade. And one of the things you say here is they run a half size smaller, but the...
Larger.
Or larger.
Yep.
But the size 11 was absolutely perfect. But you've got, it's not so perfect, what happens?
Return it, we'll send you the right size.
Yeah, that's remarkable. You don't get that.
No. Well, Tim, here's the other thing is, it's a performance shoe, right? And you know, sometimes you hear performance, and I'm going to call you a scientist, okay? You're a scientist.
I'll take that.
You're a scientist, and you're doing what works, right? But there's idiots like me that say, well, does this shoe look good? Does this, how, this it helps me, yeah, but does it look good? I'm looking at your website, and these shoes are good looking.
Thank
so
you.
You've incorporated not only functionality, but also good looks.
Yeah, thank you. That's all Jeremiah Johnston's credit. You know,
okay.
I do the science, and he's got the artistic eye. But
right.
He's also a sports scientist. He's got his degree in kinesiology. So we've worked really well together over the years putting the shoes together. But for the particular shoe, the Mangrove that you're looking at now, you know, that's Italian leather upper. The midsoles are repurposed material, so it's green, and then they're handmade in the United States. And you know, everything we learned from the Envy and the previous ones, we incorporated into here to make it more comfortable. We improved the athletic positioning a little bit, so you know, and the grip and glide on the outsole, so that it's just such a better shoe over the Envy.
Well, it's much easier to get on the foot now than what the
Yeah,
I'm going to insert myself. So, Michael Henry, for listeners, you know, you hear me from time to time, but I'm one of the guys that came out and saw you years ago and kind of incorporated our relationship getting started. But the thing that we haven't hit on that Jim just tipped on that I wanted to insert one comment was meeting with Jeremiah. I noticed when I was sitting with him, you know, here several months ago, and we were kind of reconnecting, right? And he's wearing a pair. And I'm looking at them, and I'm like, oh, I want those. You know, they're great looking. But the other thing that was amazing, and Jeremiah said, he goes, yeah, but I'm wearing them all the time, is the comfort. And that's the key thing to me was that, you know, Jeremiah says, I wear them all day, everywhere I go. And you know, for people listening today, you're thinking, oh, you got all this technology and it's going to help you on your swing. Well, that's all true. They look great, Jim. I think it was a great question, but they're comfortable like wearing your best pair of running shoes. I mean, you walk out and when you get through playing, I came off a round with Greg when we played out at the media day, and my wife was telling me it's like 8 o'clock at night. She goes, why do you still have your golf shoes on? I'm like, oh, I forgot. You know?
Yeah.
They're super, super comfortable. Yeah.
All right. Well, Tim, thanks for joining us. Hang around, stick around, and see what two idiots do live on the air for the next half hour, 45 minutes.
And, hey, don't talk about yourself and CQ like that. Yeah, that was mean, man.
All right. Absolutely. All right. When we come back, we've got a lot more golf to talk about. We're going to get into a little bit of talking about the Kohler Guard Championship coming up, or Classic down in Tucson next week. We have some sponsor exemptions to announce. You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show for over 34 years. The Bunker to Bunker Golf Show has been bringing it to you live on Arizona Sports app, ArizonaSports.com, and right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Wolf and Luke, middays 10 to 2.
Joining us right now is the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, Jonathan Gannon.
Hey, JG, how did Marvin Harrison Jr. look?
He's tall. He's a big guy. He's a big guy.
How did that conversation go, JJ? I mean,
it was good. Yeah, he was on it. You know, all the questions that were asked by everybody in there had really good answers. He was very thought out, very mature. You know, it was a really good interview.
Wolf and Luke, middays 10 to 2 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners. You know, it is so great to have Shady Rays as a preferred partner for the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show and Bunker Tour. They've got the full UV protection eyewear that carries 100% guarantee. You break them, they replace them. You lose them, they replace them. Check out the new Green Wolf sunglasses. I'll tell you, they are high def when it comes to the game of golf. Absolutely love wearing mine on the golf course. They are absolutely remarkable. And right now, Shady Rays is even into NASCAR. That's right. Denny Hamlin is just signed, and they've just signed Kyle Busch. So they've jumped into the NASCAR market. You can't go wrong. Don't forget to check out the Bunker Special on our website. Get 30% off when you use the promo code B, the number 2, B, either online at ShadyRays.com or stop into the Kierland Commons store there in Scottsdale and tell them that the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show sent you and get your 30% off there. Come join the Shady Rays team today.
There are countless personal injury attorneys in Arizona. How in the world do you know whom to choose? Hey, everybody, it's Dan Bickley, and here is why you choose the attorneys at Sweet James when you are hurt in an accident. Number one, Sweet James used to work defending insurance companies, and so did many of his attorneys, and they were disgusted by how insurance companies take advantage of everyday people at their weakest moments, and now they use their passion, experience, and knowledge to give injured victims of voice. Secondly, they are one of the only firms that have attorneys with experience in over 500 trials, and they constantly deliver some of the top settlements in the state. Now, it's the compassion for injured victims that drive them to win and win big. So if you are hurt in an accident, call Sweet James at 800-900-0000. Find them online at sweetjames.com. Proud partner of your Phoenix Suns.
Ready to jump into spring? Come join the Bunker to Bunker Golf Tour, presented by Shady Rays, at our special Spring Bash Putting Tournament at Putting World in Scottsdale, Saturday, March 23rd. The two-person team tournament includes lunch by Putting World's renowned Bar 19, putting challenges, Shady Rays sunglasses giveaways, and Bunker's big raffle with proceeds benefiting St. Mary's Food Bank. Join us at Putting World, the spectacular state-of-the-art 18-hole indoor course that everyone is raving about. For more info and registration, go to BunkerGolf.com.
Golf was meant to be fun, right? We get that. Our motto is fun, family, and fitness forever. Kurt Hudek here for Augusta Ranch Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona. We're excited to announce the opening of our brand new 21-bay Top Tracer Range with the same technology you see on TV with the pros. You can improve your game and get the kids involved, too. Our bays are open day and night. Augusta Ranch Golf Club, bringing affordable fun back into your golf game. For tee times and more information, go to AugustaRanchGolfClub.com.
She sold 30 million copies of this record.
I was one of the 30 million.
Oh, amen.
I think mine was in a CD, though.
Man, this is an angry song. This is an angry music.
Hey, we want to let our listeners know, if you've not signed up yet for the Big Spring Bash Putting Tourney at Putting World, you need to go to BunkerGolf.com and get signed up. It's a two-person team. They're going to have an 18-hole Better Ball of Pair Putting Contest Championship, food, beverage, prizes. Go to BunkerGolf.com to check out all the details. Real quick, we've got to hit a lot of stuff in the next. I mean, we've been so off the rails.
You've got something to give away, too, I think.
I know. That's exactly right. Thank you. I knew there was something I had to do. For our listeners, if you want to be the third caller in to 602-260-9870, we're going to give you a pair of tickets to go to the LPGA Ford Championship out there at Seville Country Club coming up. Is it the end of the month?
March.
Yeah,
correct.
The end of the month.
Yes.
Holy smokes, it's March.
I know.
So 602-260-9870. Give us a call, and you are going to get a pair of tickets to the event. And don't worry, we're going to give a little more away in just a little while as well. But just
call in, say hi to Trev Henry.
Yeah, say hello to Trev Henry and give him your regards. All right, so we've got a little golf going on this week. We do need to go ahead and touch on that. They are playing. That's just fantastic. They're playing
the Cognizant Championship.
Go ahead.
Is that the old Honda guys? Is that the old Honda.
It's at the PGA National Golf Course.
Bear Trap, right?
Home of the Bear Trap, where the wind comes up and the scores go up and the balls go in the water. But your leader's Bud Cauley, coming off of a three-year absence due to a car accident. He's 11 under, shooting rounds of 66, 65.
Then he wins.
Well, I would nice to see. And then in second place, we've got Austin Eckroat and Garrick Higo. Where you been, Garrick? Garrick burst onto the scene.
He wins and disappears.
Didn't he win like three in a row in the European Tour?
Yeah, and then he came over here and won his second start on the PGA Tour at the old, down in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Kevin Yu, Victor Perez are both at 9 under. David Skins, Andrew Novak, CT Pan, Shane Lowry, my pick this week. Jake Knapp, listen, it's nap time, baby.
Bunker.
And Rory McIlroy, Cameron Young, Sam Ryder are all at 8 under. So that rounds out your top 10. But the cut came at -2. The wind got them. Nick Dunlop made 2 eagles yesterday.
Yep.
What do you think he shot?
6 under par.
71, even par.
Even par.
He had a little backup. He had a little little hitch in his giddy up.
Well, Kevin Yu is in the field, and Kevin Yu's been kind of one of those trending the right direction on the PGA Tour. He's sitting there just 2 shots back, and he must have heard one of our golf tips.
Yes.
He went to work on his short game. Here's what he had to say about it.
He texted me with just that info.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Last year, I think especially putting, I've been working on quite a bit right now. Last year, I hitting still pretty good, but missed tons of putts. Just been working on it ever since last year. So I feel like it pays off a little bit now. And the ball striking, I think, definitely moves steady now. Just kind of with everything, I feel more comfortable, and putting has been better. So it came out like pretty good results.
He's also an ASU guy, don't forget.
Yes, that's exactly right. And the interesting part about it is, you know, all these guys, they focus so much on being able to hit the driver a long way, hit the irons as straight as they can, and they sometimes forget that short game. And the last I checked, the last thing that you use on a hole normally is a putter.
Yes, it is.
And so it's kind of important.
Not if you chip in, though.
That's true. It's kind of important if you should practice that just as much as what you practice your long game. Your short game and your putting should be practiced just as much.
That's a bonus golf tip of the week.
That's exactly
but,
right.
Greg, you and I see it. How often times do you see somebody getting ready for their round? They'll go hit some range balls, and then they'll rush over and hit two or three putts and go to the first tee.
Right, exactly.
Man, you got to spend a little more time on the putting green than that.
I made, and I'm going to say, I made 100 feet of putts on Monday.
Must be the shoes.
Must be the shoes. I'll tell you what, I feel it differently, too. Yeah. My back doesn't hurt or anything. It's pretty interesting.
Greg, we mentioned Kevin Yu's short game, and that's a bonus tip of the week. Greg, what time is it?
No, I'm not giving the tip. So Greg's got to ask me.
Hey, okay.
Yes, sir.
Is it that time?
I think we can. What time is it, Jim?
It is time for the highly dependable, the always informative golf tip of the week, Palm Beach style.
All right, this week's tip of the week is brought to you by Shady Rays Sunglasses, home of the Green Wolf Polarized Golf Eyewear. Jim, who said this, but don't answer yet.
Don't answer.
Baseball players quit playing and they take up golf. Basketball players quit and take up golf. Football players quit and take up golf. What are we supposed to take up when we quit? Don't answer that yet. Do you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you just are awful. All right, so this week's tip of the week is throw a ball against the wall.
Throw a ball against the wall.
Very good. All right, so when I was growing up, we used to have a school across the street.
And you played with hickory shafts and hit gunny perches.
I did have some hickory shaft clubs. That was the very first clubs I ever swung.
And much worse shoes.
But, yes.
Barefoot. He was barefoot.
Exactly. So anyway, I love baseball, and yep. I used to play baseball, and I used to play golf. And so I would go across the street to this school, and the gymnasium was right there. And it's a big, huge brick wall, right?
Right.
And I was a pitcher. So I would practice pitching by throwing a ball against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So you say, well, how does that have to do with golf? Well,
Greg, what does that have to do with golf?
Very good question, Jim. So here's what I want you to start doing. Mm-hmm. I want you to start throwing a ball against the wall, but I want you to throw a golf ball against the wall. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to take your normal setup, your normal stance, turn so you're sideways to the wall. And if you're a right-handed golfer, I want you to put your left hand on your wrist, hold the golf ball in your right hand, and I want you to make kind of a partial backswing, and then I want you to throw the ball at the wall, and you want it to hit right in front of you. You're going to throw it down at the ground. It hits the ground, hits the wall, ricochets back to you, right?
Okay.
I want you to try that.
Okay.
You're going to be amazed. How many times it takes you to throw the ball to be able to get the ball to go where you want it.
Right.
What this requires is the fundamentals of the golf swing. Your lower body has to be able to rotate out of the way so that right arm can come through and go down your line to throw that golf ball at the ground straight in front of you like you were releasing a club head at the golf ball for it to hit the ground, bounce up off the wall, and ricochet back to you. You will be amazed. It will take you a long time to figure it out because your body just doesn't want to cooperate. You're going to sit there and try and fling that right arm through, but if the body doesn't move, the right arm never squares up. So I'm telling you, folks, practice throwing a ball against a wall. You'll get in your normal setup. You'll take your left hand, put it on your right forearm, hold the ball in your right hand, and turn sideways to the wall. And I want you to make kind of a partial backswing. And then I want you to rotate your hips through. And as you are, I want you to release that right arm as fast as you can to throw that ball down at the ground.
make sure the wall that you're facing doesn't have windows close to your
Yes, that is correct. And I would recommend getting those plastic or those,
maybe a tennis ball.
No, well, you can do a tennis ball, but you know, the they've balls. Got those new golf balls now that are kind of spongy that that you can hit indoors and bounce off walls and stuff.
We don't want to put an eye
don't
out.
Don't be putting
guys,
out
eight to
tell
you, we got to move along for our guest at 8:30. So
all right,
let's wrap this up.
That is your golf tip of the week, brought to you by Shady Rays.
Thanks,
Live
man.
Hard, we got you, Jim. Who said this? Baseball players quit playing and take up golf. Basketball players quit playing and take up golf. Football players quit and take up playing golf. What are we supposed to take up when we quit?
That's one of my favorite guys. Got to know him down at the when I was in the Carolinas at the TPC at Piper Glen. The golfing cowboy himself, George Archie Archer. He was a throwback guy, crusty son of a gun, but really a nice guy when he peeled back that veneer.
43 professional wins, 13 on the PGA Tour, 19 senior PGA Tour champions, one major, the 1969 Masters, beating Billy Casper, George Knutson, and Tom Weisskopf. We didn't know that about Tom.
Yeah, second place.
All right, we'll be back with more golf, and we've got a guest coming up that you're going to want to hear, LPGA star Elena Sharp, coming up next, right here on the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show.
Burns and Gambo, afternoons.
It's a picture left to right of Kyler Murray, Corbin Carroll, and Devin Booker. If you're a true Arizona sports fan, you're looking at the three of them going, that's it. First to win a championship out of those three will be the one on the right, Devin Booker. How many championships total are in that picture? When all is said and done in 20 years from now.
Oh, boy.
Three.
Three?
Three.
Burns and Gambo, afternoons 2 till 6 on Arizona Sports. The local sports leader.
Before happy hour turned into golden hour, at the beach bonfire became a beach dance party. Someone had to bring the six-pack of big waves. Kona Big Wave. Bring the aloha. Copyright 2023. Kona Brinko, St. Louis, Missouri. Mahalo for enjoying responsibly.
Bring the aloha spirit to Arizona with some big wave in baseball. Kona Big Wave's easy drinking, island-inspired taste has become an iconic go-to beer all around the world. It's time to head to the game with your friends. Bring the good vibes and enjoy a couple of ice-cold Kona Big Waves.
Got golf? Bunker to Bunker invites you to get out of the gallery and get in the game this year with the Bunker to Bunker Club. The Bunker to Bunker Club is open to the public, but feels like an exclusive private country club. Come elevate your golf experience with all the privileges, but without all the expensive monthly dues and fees. Membership includes an official USGA handicap, online score posting and tracking, subscription to the AZ Golf Insider magazine, promotions with big savings on golf, products and hospitality, and of course, invitations to Bunker to Bunker's popular charity scramble tour tournaments at fantastic golf destinations. So what are you waiting for? Come get in the game with good friends, good times, and great golf. For additional information and registration, go to BunkerGolf.com. The Bunker to Bunker Club. It's the best value in golf since the mulligan.
The 2023 and 2024 all-inclusive Talking Stick golf card is back. This is the card everyone's talking about. You get preferred rates on daily green fees now through September 2024, plus big discounts off food, beverage, and golf shop purchases. Better yet, benefits extend to the cardholder and one guest, and you get a complimentary round of golf with purchase. Two great courses, one fantastic golf card, all for just $99 plus tax. For details and purchase, visit TalkingStickGolfClub.com or call the Pro Shop today.
Phoenix, it's your time to shine. The 2024 NCAA Men's Final Four is coming to the Valley. Mark your calendars from April 5th to the 8th. Invite your friends and get ready for all the college basketball action. Yes, the games will be madness, but there's so much more for fans to do. To see the full calendar of events, go to NCAA.com/Men's Final Four. Game on, Phoenix.
Bill.
Looking for the perfect destination to perfect your putting? Welcome to Putting World, the ultimate 18-hole indoor putting course designed to delight golf enthusiasts of all levels. Immerse yourself in the art of putting as you navigate our greens. Whether you're a seasoned golfer or a curious beginner, Putting World promises an unforgettable experience for everyone. Swing by today and elevate your golf game to new heights. Visit us at Scottsdale Promenade or learn more at puttingworld.com.
Starting to... And we're back, kids. All right, welcome back. Hey, first of all, I want to send a shout-out to Jamal from Avondale, who was the third caller into the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show to receive two tickets to the Ford Championship presented by Ford. Coming up at the end of this month. And right now, one of the players that will be participating in the event is Elena Sharp. She is originally from Canada. There's a lot of good Canadian players, two-time Olympian. Makes her home right there in the Chandler area and is a member at Seville. I don't think she's old enough to be a member there since 2009, but we'll find out for sure right now. Elena, welcome to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Wow, you've been a member at Seville since 2009?
Yeah, I have been. It's been a while.
You must have been a junior. You must have been a junior at that time.
Well, I'd love to say that, but no.
Well, Lena, all your golf accolades and congratulations on your exemption into the Ford Championship, but let's talk a little bit about Defiant Whiskey.
Whoa.
I understand that you're going to be part of their team for this season, and let's give them a little publicity.
Yeah, I'm fortunate enough to have some great sponsors, and I met Mark Ricks, who basically is the owner, a few years ago playing in a pro-am in Tampa for the LPGA tournament, and we just struck a great relationship, and he's been sponsoring me for a couple of years, and we were using his horse farm, Doublewood Farm, and this year he wanted to promote his whiskey brand, so we switched gears and wearing a different logo now, so it's pretty cool.
I know a guy that'll test it for you if you need any testers.
So, Elena, what does it mean to have the Ford and Tim Hovick behind this championship in bringing the LPGA for basically the second year in a row? This event was held out at another golf course last year, but now at Seville Country Club. What does it mean to have Ford as one of your major sponsors now?
I think it's great that Ford has stepped up and they're our sponsor for this tournament. I mean, it's silly for us to not have a tournament in Arizona with all the great golf here and great golf fans. I've been on tour since 2006, and we've always kind of had a tournament here. So I'm kind of excited that Ford has stepped up, and hopefully we'll be in Arizona for many years to come. And very excited, obviously, that it's at my home course. So, yeah, it's going to be a great tournament at the end of March, and yeah, it'll be here before we know it, but I'm really looking forward to it.
So we noticed during media day playing the golf course. The golf course, first of all, is in great shape. The greens were magnificent out there. The golf course, how does Seville Country Club rank amongst the other golf courses that you play around the LPGA? It's a perfect country club golf course. There's just enough degree of difficulty, but just enough sense of being able to play your game. How does it stack up against some of the other golf courses you play week in, week out?
You know, it's kind of hard to compare an Arizona golf course to somewhere where we play in the Northeast. But, yeah, I think our greens are probably some of the best greens that we'll probably play all year. I love being a member there for that. Like, it's great practice for me to get ready for the tour. I think it's a fun golf course. I think, like, you know, the back nine is going to be a lot of fun for the spectators and for the players. I mean, you can go really low on the back nine, and I think, you know, you're going to have that mentality that you got to go low to win this tournament, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, good putts go in online on at Seville, so the greens are Bermuda, so there's a little bit of grain to it, so a little bit of trickiness, but I think I have an advantage there because I've been there for so long. But I expect, you know, to see scores pretty low just because the par fives are gettable and we have a drivable par four, but I'm not really sure what kind of pin positions they'll use, and there can be some treacherous ones out there, so I'm really looking forward to seeing how, and I know the yardage, but how they'll put the pins on the greens for 4 days.
Excuse me, how long of a golf course will you play?
It's close to 66.
Nice.
And, you know, this time of year, I mean, in another 3 weeks, like, everything's, the fairways are immaculate, so it's running out pretty well. It won't play that number. It'll play a little bit shorter, but that requires, you know, precision wedge shots and leaving it in the right spot on the greens. If they get them up to a 12 on the stent meter, you don't want to be above some of those flags. So, yeah, I think, you know, it's already in good shape, and we have 3 more weeks for it to get ready. I think, you know, the grounds crew is doing a great job, and we put new sand in the bunkers, and it's just, I think it's going to be a great championship.
Now, Elena, for me on the golf, you're one of the best players to come out of Canada. You're a 3-time, I believe, Olympic participant. Tell our listeners a little bit about what it's like to be an Olympian, because not every, that's few and far between for most folks.
Yeah, I'm actually 2-time Olympian just because it just started in Rio in 2016, but I hope to make the team again this year for the Paris Olympics. It's pretty amazing playing for your country. I think I've been fortunate enough to be able to do that throughout my career, whether it's amateur golf representing Canada in the World Am, or we had a World Cup of Golf my second year as a pro, and I went to South Africa with Laurie Kane, and we wore red and white, and then obviously the Olympics coming into golf, and never thought I would be an Olympian growing up. I always loved watching it, and then golf was announced, and I got to represent Canada twice. It's amazing. I mean, wearing red and white for me is it's just different. You know, golf is so individual, and when I represent Canada, I feel like I'm part of the bigger team. And at each of those Olympics, I went to the closing ceremonies, and it was just a great atmosphere. It's something you can't really put words to.
We're speaking with Elena Sharp, LPGA Tour player, and going to be playing in the Ford Championship. What are you working on right now?
Well, it's I haven't played a tournament yet. I'm actually playing next week, and I've been working on my swing a little bit, just, you know, polishing the diamond up and keeping maintenance with my short game and putting, and I feel like everything's right there, and I have a few more weeks to get ready, so definitely going to be working on my wedge shots coming up, and look forward to playing next week just to get that competition under my belt before we tee it up at Seville.
Well, just so you know, about 3 weeks ago, yes, we had Jake Knapp on just before the WM Phoenix Open. And what did Jake do last week? He won at the Mexico Open. We call it bunker karma. Whenever somebody comes on the show, they end up winning very soon. So this is setting up nicely for 3 weeks from now when Ford Championship comes, that we'll be lifting the trophy with Elena Sharp with a little bunker karma.
That would be amazing, doing it in front of all the members that I've known for years and at my home club. I couldn't imagine a better dream coming true.
Well, Elena, thanks for joining us. We look forward to seeing you when we're out there at Seville. And in the meantime, take these next few weeks, get that game honed, and then rip those girls apart when they come to your golf course.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, the bunker karma is real.
That
you know,
is?
We sent her off.
Numerous occasions.
That's right.
Harold Varner III.
Yeah.
Same thing.
That's right.
No doubt about it. All right.
You know, CT, here's a little homework for you. Go back through all our interviews and find out the people won in close relative fashion after we talked to them. The list is long and distinguished, I'm sure.
No.
All right.
But thanks.
When we come back, we're going to give away another pair of tickets to the Ford Championship that's coming up at the end of this month. Don't call in right now. You've got to wait until we tell you what number caller to call in. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Listen to every Suns.
And the Suns win! Their biggest comeback win of the season, down 22.
Every Coyote.
He scores!
On the Arizona Sports app. The Arizona Sports app is presented by Ready Services Plumbing and Air Conditioning.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, you know, you've been hearing me talk about going to Bill Ross Fitness Solutions now for over 2 years, and it has made such a difference in my life. Well, the Bill Ross Fitness Solutions revolution is absolutely real. He's been helping several Bunker to Bunker listeners, and the reason why he connects with you is because he's a golfer, so he knows what he's talking about. He knows how to take care of you to make sure he's what you would call an injury prevention specialist. And that's what he does the best, is he works you out. He's got a great program. It's 30 minutes, 2 to 3 times a week. It's unbelievable how much you can get done in 30 minutes without realizing how fast the time goes. But one of the things you want to do is check him out at BillRossFitnessSolutions.com, because he's got a $100 off your first month program and a free initial consultation. So, you know, instead of sitting on the sofa, do something for yourself that's good. You don't have to be a golfer, but golfers, I can tell you, it's worth every penny that you're going to spend. Give Bill a call at 602-230-8581 and schedule your free consultation and get that $100 off your first month membership.
This is the time of year to enjoy life. Stop letting that pain in your joints keep you from doing what you want to do this spring. Call QC Kinetics now. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. I'm talking lasting joint relief with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. It's a fact. QC Kinetics is literally transforming lives. Their advanced treatments harness your own body's ability to restore and repair damaged joint tissue. Pro athletes have been doing this for decades, but now this life-changing treatment is available for you. So you can walk and run and climb stairs and play golf and move again, pain-free. No pills, no risky surgery. This is an all-natural solution. QC Kinetics has tens of thousands of satisfied patients who have reclaimed their mobility. Take action now and live your best life this spring and summer. It's a great use of your tax refund check, by the way. Call QC Kinetics now with clinics in Phoenix, Scottsdale, Peoria, and Chandler. 602-837-PAIN. 602-837-PAIN. That's 602-837-PAIN. 602-837-PAIN.
Looking for an unforgettable day of golf? Visit Verado Golf Club today and enjoy the breathtaking views and great prices. With two thrilling course layouts and 36 holes of championship golf designed by Tom Lehman, now is a great time to visit Verado Golf Club and take advantage of their 36-hole rates. Come enjoy spectacular golf at both the Founders and Victory courses for a special price. Verado Golf Club, an experience like no other. To book a tee time, visit VeradoGolfClub.com or call 623-388-3008.
Hi, this is Bill. I'm a real client and a raving fan for Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. I had heard about Bill for years, then happened to be paired with him at one of the Bunker Golf tournaments. I asked him a few questions and shared a shoulder and bicep problem I was having and asked if he could help. He said, sure. We set up a free initial consultation where he designed a specific program for me. Now, I'd been to some of the other mega gyms over the years, but Bill's gym, his program, his staff, and the atmosphere was completely different and unique. The workouts are just 30 minutes, 2 to 3 times a week, and they're always intentional, purposeful, and efficient. Perfect for my busy schedule, and best of all, you get results. I tell my friends, next to marrying my wife, this is the best thing I have ever done for myself. For your free consultation and $100 off the first month's program, go to BillRossFitnessSolutions.com today.
You get into a car accident and it's total chaos. Trust me, I know. Dave Burns here for the Burke Simpson Law Firm. My wife and I got into a wreck years ago, and one of my biggest regrets from all of it is not calling an attorney. Burke Simpson, they'll see things you didn't notice. They'll gather information that you won't have access to. They can help you navigate the whole situation in ways you can't imagine. If you're ever in need, call Burke Simpson, 602-777-7000. That's 602-777-7000. Or visit them at BurkSimpson.com. Burke Simpson, good lawyers changing lives.
Amongst the best debut albums of all time.
Fred Zeppelin.
If the ladies are by you, I must tell them what it means to be a man.
Jim.
Yes, sir.
If Rory McIlroy goes and completes his Grand Slam without some of the best players in the world there, there's just going to be an asterisk. It's just the reality. I think everybody wins whenever the majors figure out a way to have the best players in the world there. Now, quote-unquote, but I didn't say that, Jim.
I know.
Taylor Gooch popped off this week and made that statement that is an asterisk because the best players aren't in the majors.
Well, so you can't have it both ways. Right?
Right.
So Taylor Gooch wants to say his three wins on the LIV Tour are, you know, phenomenal victories. And they are. Anytime you win a golf tournament, it's phenomenal. However,
48 players.
Well, the best players in the world aren't playing on the LIV Tour. I'll be the first one to admit that. All the best players are not playing on the PGA Tour. Now, so you can't say, yay, LIV Tour, bad major if you win because all the best players are there. Well, all the best players weren't there. You live with it. But what I love about the fine green jackets of Augusta National is they are trying to make it so all the best players are there. And Augusta does what they want to do. They will have a strong field. I think that Taylor Gooch just needs to go back and hit some more golf balls. I think that's a dumb statement.
Because Taylor Gooch isn't there, he thinks the best players in the world aren't participating.
Yes, absolutely.
So this is really funny because I heard this on PGA Tour Radio the other day listening to Rocco Media. LIV Golf told to take action against embarrassing Taylor Gooch comments. Rocco Media just goes off on him. Absolutely just rips him. He says, so if Rory wins the Masters, there should be an asterisk. I wonder why that is. Everybody that belongs in the Masters, all the past champions that are on LIV are playing. Is it because he's not in? What has he ever done? And Rocco just goes on to just lambaste him. And it's just, it's pretty remarkable. Okay, so there's this one ranking group out there that has Taylor Gooch ranked 15th in the world.
Oh,
he's like right now like 246 or 346th on the official world golf ranking.
Because he didn't get any points for his live.
Let's see, he's about 100.
Now, what did Joaquin Niemann do to be able to secure that exemption into the Masters?
Well,
he
played better.
And look at Carlos Ortiz.
Right.
What are they doing to get world ranking points?
Exactly. And the Masters came out and said, we want the best field we can possibly have. And they didn't award Joaquin Niemann an invite for his live wins. They did it for his victory on the DP
World
Tour. There's
absolutely no mention whatsoever of his live stuff.
Right.
It was he got in because of winning the Australian PGA. Carlos Ortiz, Louis Oosthuizen, you can go right down the list and see all the LIV players that played in that Asian Tour event last week.
Right.
And did you see Taylor Gooch's name? No. Last year, Taylor Gooch didn't get into the U.S. Open, and he didn't try and qualify.
Right.
Well?
Exactly. So Taylor Gooch, good player.
Yep.
Seems to be a nice guy. But Taylor Gooch made a lot of money. And you know what one of his investments is?
What?
He's invested in a professional bull riders team in Oklahoma. There is a league for bull riders, evidently.
Yeah. And now, golfers could have concussions.
I'm not sure there's a great ROI. Maybe there is. I think, you know, let's buy a bunch of Microsoft stock. We get that much money. You know, come on.
So, Rory McIlroy, being the point of his comments, of Taylor Gooch's comments, here's what he had to say about Taylor Gooch popping off.
The Masters is an invitational, and they'll invite whoever they think warrants an invite. And I mean, I think to to be fair to Taylor, I think if you read the entire, like, the question and then the answer, it's not as if he just came out with that. I feel like whoever did the interview sort of led him down that path to say that, so I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt there a little bit. He basically just agreed with what the interviewer asked. But at the same time, you know, Joaquin Niemann got an invite, and I played with Joaquin in Dubai a few weeks ago, and he went down to Australia and won. He was in Oman last week. You know, he's been chasing his tail around the world to try to get this, either play his way into Augusta or show enough form to warrant an invite. And I don't know if the same can be said for Taylor.
Right. That's a kinder, gentler Rory, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because wait till my next question. Yeah. Before I get to my next question, we want to send a shout out there to the fourth caller. Be the fourth caller in to 602-260-9870. Jamal, you're not eligible. You already won two tickets. But 602-260-9870, fourth caller in, and we will provide you with tickets to the Ford Championship. All right, so my next comment is this, Jim. Rory has not necessarily said no.
Right.
To bolting to the exhibition tour. And the rumor has it, it's about $900 million is what the offer is to Rory right now.
You know what I say, Greg? I say never say never or always.
I hate the Live Tour. Rory
it's
is,
almost, but, how could you not?
But he's right. Back. He's moonwalking it back a little bit on recent comments. He goes, yeah, I understand the guys have gone to Live. I would not be surprised if you, just like everybody was so shocked that John Rahm went, no, I wasn't. Because in our capitalistic society, money talks and you know what walks. And I could see, you know, them throwing $900 million at Rory and him going, gosh, guys, really sorry to disappoint you, PGA Tour brethren, but I'm going to play the Live Golf Tour. My 54-hole event's going to be sporting my shorts. My white Irish legs will be getting a nice tan, and here we go. Have a good day. Bye.
Well, and Rory's figured it out, I think. And first of all, he's in all the majors because of his world ranking.
Like John Rahm.
His FedEx ranking. Yep. Exactly, like John Rahm. So there isn't any reason why he shouldn't go and take the $900 million.
Well, they're probably going to come together at some point in the next couple of years.
Absolutely.
Anyway. So, yeah.
Right. So, John Rahm.
You're playing with house money, boys.
So, is the equity stake that Rory's going to get in the PGA Tour with this new deal with SSG going to offset what he might be able to get from Liv? Who knows? But here's John Rahm talking about the reaction that he would be getting going to Liv, and was he worried?
I think that my biggest concern, if I were to go, was a little bit of negative media backlash. The way I see it at the end of the day is, if you want to, let's say, improve your position or to what you think is a better position, I think you're free to go do job interviews, right? I have the right to do what I think is best for myself and my family, period. I've said it before. As a father and as a husband, I have a duty to set my family up best as possible. Not that we weren't. We're extremely privileged people. I'm aware of that. But it's my duty.
Okay, tell me it's for the betterment of golf.
Who put that terrible music bed underneath that
ESPN
statement?
Did.
Golly. You know, yeah, come on. It's, yeah, no.
Well, interestingly enough, so I heard something today about John Rahm, that there used to be like 37,000 golfers in Spain.
All right.
And since the Masters victories by Seve, Jose Maria Olazabal, Sergio, and John Rahm, there's now over 300,000 people playing golf in Spain.
Right.
So he is committed to whether he's going to build golf courses over there, build golf programs over there. So, but he admitted. He says, I'm doing it for the money. That's all there is to it and for what I can do.
Right, but really intriguing, Greg, I do think it's none of our business what your motivation is to do something.
Don't tell me you're growing the game.
Right.
He but didn't. It's none of our business.
He never did.
Jim, can you name the album?
Shout out.
Sade, Smooth Operator.
Diamond Life.
Okay, thank you.
Shout out to Brian from Tempe. He was the other ticket winner. Congratulations. We'll do this again next week. And in the meantime, want to thank Tim Markison for joining us, sitting in with us here with Athlons. And we want to thank Elena Sharp for joining us. And we want to thank you for tuning in. We've enjoyed bringing you all the golf and knowledge, that useless knowledge we have. But we got it done. Get out there, play some golf. Kevin McCabe is in next. We're out of here.